Hi, this is Frederick Kennedy, and we're listening. Hi, this is Frederick Kennedy, and listening to David laments the death of his son, but not the soldiers of Israel. And the whole point of the entire text is that Joab says to David, "What's the issue here? Why are you lamenting the death of your son, but not lamenting the death of the soldiers?" And the question I ask, simply put, is this indicates something about the human condition. David's son Absalom betrays him. He fights against his father. He causes a civil war. It causes the death of many, many, many soldiers. And Joab, who is the general in charge of the army, is very much in favor of King David. He believes in King David. He has faith in King David. And he is very angry that David's heir, his son and heir to the throne, is sacrificing the lives of so many fellow countrymen because he, Absalom, would be king in place of his father way before his father's death. So the question being asked then is, what does it have to do with the human condition? It seems to me this very simple story says that people have more regard for their own kin and are willing to sacrifice the lives of others for ideological or political or geographical, whatever you want to call it, purposes, but they're not willing and not able to sacrifice their own children. And recently we had the death of 15 American soldiers, I think it is really, when you get down to all the numbers, who died in Afghanistan because of political purposes. And but when the president, Biden, was confronted by the families of those who died, he said, well, my son died, but his son died of a disease, of a problem with his physical self. He didn't die in combat. He didn't die in battle. And so it seems that this is another indication of this age-old story that we're more than willing to sacrifice the lives of others, but because they're not ours, they're somebody else's. But we're not happy, and we're not willing to sacrifice the life of our own. The Bible has so many interesting stories like this, whether it's David and Absalom, or whether it's anybody else in the scriptures talking about the sacrifice. And that's why it makes Abraham such a significant person, because Abraham is willing to sacrifice his own son on the altar of sacrifice, and it's God who recognizes his willingness and ability to overlook his own son's personal safety for the good of the nation, and that makes Abraham worthy and fit to be the leader of a new nation. And so God stops the hand of Abraham from killing his son and provides for him the lamb. And of course, as Christians, we see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world in Jesus, and that this son is able and willing to die for the sins of the whole world. So this is Frederick Henry, and I'm very happy that you've been listening to this program, and I look forward to speaking with you again real soon. Thank you very much for listening.